short announcement before we start the episode. I want to thank you for listening, first of all. I want to tell you about the second annual Boston Festival of Indie Games, which will be held on Saturday, September 14th, 2013 at the Stratton Student Center and the Johnson Athletic Center on the MIT campus. A celebration of independent game development in a variety of media and genres. Boston Festival of Indie Games is free and open to the public. Festival attendees play video games, tabletop games, and live-action role-playing games in a casual, inclusive environment, plus attend film screenings and keynote talks. To register to attend and to receive regular festival updates, visit www.bostonfig.com. The Boston Festival of Indie Games is a celebration of independent game development with emphasis on the New England and neighboring regions. The Boston Festival of Indie Games seeks to support and showcase the efforts of independent game developers by providing a free public event that encourages attendees to share and interact with games in various media, including video games, location-based games, and tabletop games. Produced under the nonprofit auspices of Be Epic, a Boston location games production group, the Boston Festival of Indie Games is focused on creating an intersection between community, academic, and independent interests in gameplay. The MIT Game Lab brings together scholars, creators, and technologists to teach, conduct research, and develop new approaches to applied game design and construction. Ranked by the Princeton Review as one of the top 10 schools to study video game design in North America, the MIT Game Lab maintains MIT's role as a leader in the study, design, and development of games. The MIT Game Lab's goal is to explore, educate, and engage the public by creating groundbreaking games, interactive online courses, and new applications to real-world challenges. Boston Indies is a community of dedicated independent game developers in Massachusetts and the surrounding area. Boston Indies works to foster a sense of community among Boston's independent game developers, facilitate monthly meetups and other related community events, encourage developers to create games independent of large budgets and large company ties, provide a safe environment to obtain critical feedback on game development works in progress, and serve as a brain trust for important information sharing among local independent developers. Press can register now to attend Boston Festival of Indie Games. Check out dicestruction.blogspot.ca for the press registration link. And now, on to the episode. Welcome to the Dicestruction Podcast, episode 74. We're playing Axis and Allies 1914, round, nine? Was that the end of round nine?
It's your round. I don't know what number. Yeah. Round nine?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
It's your round. Round nine is your round.
Round nine. We got World War II, we got World War I action going on here. Kicking ass and taking names. Going super slow.
We're not drunk at all.
I'm drunk and angry. Ray's drunk and fucking winning. Muggsy's inside eating. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go. Austria-Hungary. Making the final push into Rome.
We're trying.
The Ottomans are eating up like crazy. They're going to have Africa within fucking minutes. Life is great.
It's a beautiful day.
Can't imagine anywhere else I'd like to be than right here. Right now.
Muggsy Man's gone for the salad and sausage again.
Go.
Go.
Yeah, welcome back.
This is the last round.
People. Wow. Okay, well, let's break it down. We're going to grab four artillery. Four artillery is $16. So we're going to take back $4. Grab our four artillery. Artillery seems to be the anchor in this game. You've got artillery. You're chuckling with mass audible. Or you're laughing out loud. Two infantry to back up those Dogon vases. We're talking a purchase of two infantry, four artillery, and two tanks. Because I've learned that tanks are most incredible involved in a major battle, which is going to happen very soon. Where are these guys? These guys are in Rome, right? Yeah, they must be. Well, I'm at a seaport, and it's my seaport. So my Austrian battleship, which is actually near the Corsica, just off, in between Corsica and Marseilles, has been repaired at the seaport at Ione. I got an infantry and an artillery sitting east of Bordeaux in Marseille. I'm tempted to come into Bordeaux, and I think I will. So, Ottomans moving from Marseilles with one infantry and one artillery, no backup, just a simple 2-3s on 1-3. Kind of like an old classic attack. And I'm back to Italy. Oh my god. Italy, Italy, Italy. Do I keep coming after you? I'm going to. So coming into Tuscany, North Italy, or center north of Rome, we are going to attack. The Ottomans are coming in with 2 infantry, 3 artillery, 4 artillery, and 2 tanks. They have a fighter that is the Ottomans. The fighter cannot even do what it needs to do. So, fuck that shit. Feel way better after I ate. I'm ready to fucking drink now. Bring it on. Where the hell was I? Right here. Moving into a non-combat. That in for now, so to speak. And here, I gotta take a leak. Is it dark outside? Now, those guys have all moved up into this right here, which looks like a lot. We are moving, the Ottomans are moving from Munich, which they've been help defending, Germany. North of Sweden, they're moving in. Bring in air. Oh my god, I should not attack there, but attack there, but I'm going to attack there. Go! This Italian, or not Italian, but Ottoman cruiser will leave from here. We'll go 1, 2, 3 down there to 28. Take out that thing.
He's buying 2 more tanks. Hey, we didn't fight in there.
Whereabouts?
And the fucking... the Americans and the Germans. Fuck. I did the ground fight. Listeners, I apologize.
He's done the turns.
A little preoccupied and stuff like that. When Ray comes back out from shaking his dick, we're going to fight. But not in that way.
Which way then?
Never mind. Which way?
What do we have to do to win? Take Berlin?
Fuck, we got to take Berlin and another capital.
Ha!
Yeah. That ain't happening tonight.
This is a fucking... yeah, neither victories are happening.
No, I think we're done. What's he doing? He's coming into Rome or Tuscany?
Rome. I don't know, the dick.
Why would he come into Tuscany? He's got one fucking less guy to kill and it's not a capital. He's coming in. Hopefully I can burst his German bubble.
I don't know what this means.
And how's he dropping off? All his units are in C-Zone 16.
I don't know what he's doing.
What the H? Oh, okay, they're walking. He's going into Tuscany. He's not going into Rome. Mm. They're walking in. Because he couldn't pick up that many guys.
Is that what he wants me to set up? I don't know.
It looks like he's going into Tuscany. We can do the naval battle without the battle board. I got two. Oh no, I don't even have 2 artilleries on him because he's walking. He's not even going to bother with Piedmont. Why would he? He can clean that up later. What a mess. After 3 shakes, Ray, it's masturbation.
Oh. Quit playing with yourself, queer.
Hey, neighbor, I was going to walk the dog. Don't walk in the fucking look in the garage.
Yeah, that'd be really hard.
Yeah. Remember the first time we played here? We played at the kitchen table, 42.
Yeah.
And we had whiskey, mistake number one.
We all tried.
Yeah. Everybody was going out for a smoke all at once. And that's a fucking easy game. You can finish a round in a half an hour in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to round four in fucking 9 hours or some shit. It was fucking brutal. We kept going out for smokes. Ray was fucking whiskeyed out, going wobbling.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It was not fun. Yeah, we got to re-record the whole last episode.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we didn't do that fight in the Baltic.
Fuck.
No.
So let's roll that out before you go into Tuscany.
What?
The fucking naval battle in the Baltic. I got 3 2s.
Only.
That's a good start.
That's threes.
I got a 3. Ooh, and a 4.
Fuck.
2 hits.
2 3s. Oh, you're
missed. 3 4s.
Two of you.
2 hits, okay.
2 each?
Yep. Continuing at 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3. Hit. 4. Missed. Got one more. 3 4s. This is where I'd die. You got two.
Two. How many you get me?
What am I doing?
No.
I get another 2.
Why?
Because I fucking didn't hit my battleship. I missed anyway. You got me 2 that time.
Only about it.
I got you 1. Now I got a 4. Hit.
Hit.
The battleship finally hits.
Yeah. Good.
2 4s, Ray.
Woo!
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
I am now in slow.
Well, how about that, Muggsy? He's got 1 battleship left on the board.
You gonna prove it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And he gets to go next, so he'll waddle out and kill your transports.
Fuck!
Yeah, that sucks.
I should take him.
But then I can put my battleship on his battleship.
And then he can suck it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for it our way. Okay, Ray, now you can do Austria-Hungary. Go! Starting round 9. I gotta do a count now, unless you find out what fucking round it is.
Oh.
We come into America.
I got 2 3s on it. Here. Hit!
Okay, we're in round 10, apparently. This is round 10, folks.
Dicks. You got a 3 on me, I think, Monks.
You're still doing your moves?
I'm rolling. Oh, fucker.
Look at those guys. I mean, he's gobbling too.
Those guys are
good. I need a beer. I need a beer.
I need a beer. Wind a beers.
Who needs a beer?
I do. There's no more
wind a beer.
Everybody needs a beer.
Everybody needs a beer.
You can dance. You can dance. Everybody shit in their pants.
Do not shit in your pants, please. It'll be an assortment of stink.
You take this?
I don't want to
hear. And this.
It's an assortment of stink that I don't want to hear. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I did hear it, but I didn't break it, Dick. It's my turn.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
The regular deck.
Shuffles in.
Could you please do
cock
this right here?
Shuffling. That's what he just said.
Do what?
I get you.
Right to you, yeah.
Twimp.
Twimp, twerk, twimp.
Twimp, fork.
Twerk, to think.
Fork.
Fart.
And 2 tanks.
I got fart.
Fart, fart.
Oh, you got 4. Art. Yeah, I got fart.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. There are 3s.
There are 3s. There are 4s. Oh, no, I don't get support for air. Do I?
You got no airborne.
Look at that. I have 8 coming into your capital, not your capital, but into Tuscany. Oh,
that's what you get when you roll like that. You get shitty.
Yes, I'm calling. Calling. That's a good tune. I like that.
That food was
you got one, two, three, four, five, six. Help. Oh, and you got the five.
Somebody.
11 twos.
Not just anybody. You know I need someone. Oh, it looks like the Turks on C-Zone 17.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed.
Could you please roll the dice that's sitting in Tuscany? Anyway.
I'm gonna kick your ass with three arcs and four inf. And when I say four inf, what I mean is eight inf.
Help me, I've got eight inf, I'll kick your ass.
You got 11 threes, would you please kindly roll your dice?
I'm gonna roll them and you're not gonna believe your eyes.
Cause I'm gonna get two extra. Make sure you get two extra for his tanks.
That was a one.
No, you can't make the rolling board, you said.
That was a three.
Anybody's helping anyway.
I rolled a lot of fours and I rolled a lot of fives. I only got six hits out of 11. I guess that's not too bad.
Since I got three, I think I will die.
And the territory will remain contested before our eyes. If you didn't mark the board, I guess I'll have to do that.
How many did you get?
Because you're down and you're fucking a little bit. Metro.
Four. Five, six.
What do you give me? Three?
I'll take three guys off. I'll replace them with chips.
Fuck. Listeners, whatever you do.
I'd say this place is contested.
Don't let Ray ever fucking beat you.
Contested.
He's got the worst record.
Contested.
What do you think? Starting right now. That's going to change.
Is that there or there? I don't know, but I'm moving it.
There should be a contested rundel.
Almost, eh?
Yeah.
Just...
You know what?
Kind of with an arrow to show you kind of who went or something.
I think Denmark's rondelle is white with a black X on it.
I gave you a bunch of rondelles. You got a whole whack of rondelles in there. I wonder if you got them.
Maybe flipping them over. Putting them upside down to represent contested territory.
Well, the ones I gave him is all white on the bottom. You can write whatever you want. These are fucking like carpet.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Well, not carpet, but...
Well, we don't have any room on this map for any more fucking things.
No. Actually, this map...
The contested territory is already full of fucking units. Throwing another fucking thing down would be even worse.
Yeah. This could almost be bigger.
Larry, if you ever make a second edition, consider putting contested rondelles into the game so that we can play some... Because right now, it's not rondelled. The Austrians are in there and in Italian territory.
But they're both in there.
And if we throw a special rondelle to say it's contested, then we understand nobody's collecting for that territory.
And I do appreciate you being right. But it would probably go underneath a disc anyways, because there's not...
Well, in Tuscany, for instance, yeah, but...
well, lots of cases.
Yeah, especially in the Western Front.
It's a little tight.
France has got a nice little train going, but I don't think we're going to get Berlin before Rome falls. Although we can't move into Rome right now.
Because no.
We don't have a unit there already.
And it depends what you're going to do, right?
Yeah. You didn't move your Navy out of fucking C-Zone 16, which surprises me.
I repaired it.
You can't repair it? That's not your...
Oh, we got a... Oh, no, we're done.
Yeah, it's a friendly hoojack right there.
You can't repair that.
What?
I did.
It's not yours.
It is. I was there.
Only an original seaport repairs and mines.
Oh. Well, that changes everything. Let me do this. Can I do this and leave it, like, wounded?
Since you didn't know?
No. We even talked about it while you were gone.
Okay.
I said, beautiful. I own that. I thought I could take it over.
Yeah, no problem.
If not, I would go home to repair.
I'll allow you to move home.
Okay, thanks. I didn't move anything other than that. So
that's in good shape, yeah.
Sir, I'll keep that in mind. It has to be your original port. Well, holy fuck. That's tough.
Well, Muggsy,
you can't retool.
We made a decision based on whether or not he, in hindsight, he didn't notice. So I wish I would have moved my battleship to protect your transports. But
well, you can do that.
We were worried. See, the
you
reason
can do
I moved
that if
my
you want. I fucked up there. Right. I didn't know.
The reason I moved my transports up there, Ray, is because your Cruiser. Only your cruiser could reach it. My American transports in season 3, only your cruiser could reach it. And I didn't think you'd go against a battleship with a cruiser. His two cruisers. Otherwise, I would have put him in his 7.
Two cruisers. This is dead.
Season 3. American. What do you mean, yep. Season 3?
Right by your gut.
Yeah, no, I couldn't go after that.
But if I'd have moved to 7, you would have been able to get your battleship and your cruiser in there, and maybe you would have to kill the transport.
Yeah, but fuck. That's that. Why I'm up against there. A big.
But now I'm looking and going, oh fuck! Now the Germans can take the fucking Brit guys. I don't know.
Well, cool. You know what? I had to pick on what I did, and there, yeah. I eliminated a lot.
I hear you.
Now, can I rebuild before these guys come into effect? I don't know, but we'll take a look and see what happens. There's really only one battleship,
we
so
got much of a chance here.
Kind of assuming that battleship's going to protect all of these, probably in 10.
If you're
going to
come through here, though, I got a shot at every ship coming through with my mines.
Yeah, I know. Frick.
You want me to? Okay, we'll roll that out now.
What are we going through. Transport, probably. You want to get rid of that thing?
We did it backwards.
Battleship would kill it.
And it cost us.
Transport.
Clear the field.
Transport.
Lower to higher.
Going after the transport. Miss. Just barely with a 2. Cruiser. Miss. Battleship.
Oh,
lucky. Okay, you're home. You're safe.
Holy.
Back in Trieste.
Whack, whack.
Yeah. All right, give her bye.
I got to collect.
Yep.
What am I collecting?
Whatever the board says, because it's accurate. $32.
We hit the deck, so run it in.
Germany. Go. Purchase and repair phase. Germany. Yep. Otherwise, you wouldn't have noticed. Yeah. Finally got his battleship home and repaired. Season 11.
Took me 3 battleships to do that. I'll tell you, that fleet that I had caused a lot of damage. It's okay. Now I gotta fucking figure out.
That fleet probably saved Germany.
For a while.
Because UK would have had a lot more guys aground.
UK. Yeah, it would have been a BUK.
Well, if you say so. Ray's coining the phrase BUK.
BUK. We hit the deck, so running in. We spun those games. There they are. Got
it. Germany's go. This is round 10. Might be the final round. Not officially, but I think. We might have to throw the towel in, because now we're in trudging territory. Losing money like crazy. Larry, if you're still listening, and God fucking bless you if you are. God bless you if you are. I think you need to institute economic victory for the bad guys once again. Because there are times where the Allied forces can stretch a game out so long that their economic power just overwhelms the Axis to a point where the Axis had the game in hand but just didn't have the victory cities that they needed.
That builds the element.
Yes.
That is the element of building the suspense to see it went a little longer than what history wrote it out.
It also drags
Let's
out.
Let's see what happens.
It also drags out the game. And makes it towards the end a boring affair of the Allies just having overwhelming units on the board, where the Axis had just about everything they needed.
Well, there is a turning point, yes. Yeah. And I think that he's going to leave that up to us. He's not going to call the shot on
that.
He lays the ground rules.
We might call an unofficial economic victory. And we
can
have
do
a
that.
Lot of games.
You can always say you lose.
A lot of games we've said, look, I can see in 2 rounds you're going to take what you need to take, and let's just call it quits because it's getting to be way too late, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have a contested area right here. I have major reflection.
The only problem
we have
is
contested right here, and this is the only guy in here, and that's worth 2.
Right?
So that's going to be a battle right there.
What was the number in Classic, Muggsy?
86,
86, 84, something like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you look at the board and you go, well, the Axis has $84.
It's an economical victory.
But we're fucking getting really close. They're crushing them back.
It's going to come up here.
Maybe it should be 85. Maybe it should be 86. Maybe it should be 82.
It should come over here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all.
Tough call.
Ranger.
Four.
Fuck, I got a good headache all of a
sudden. I miss.
Fuck.
You lose.
That's a beautiful thing.
What are you doing? Why are you gay? Hey, we got a fucking roll of... Good to see what damage you're coming in with our whack-whacks.
Oh, the whack-whack. Oh, I forgot about the whack-whack. That's not
my dice to roll, actually. That's pretty good.
Oh. Here we go.
I rolled. You're rolling weed. Never mind.
Four, five threes.
We officially missed now.
Hit it.
Officially.
Right here. Gotcha.
Hey, wait a minute. I rolled a four. Whoa. I shouldn't have rolled that dice at all. Yeah. That should have been Muggsy's roll.
Yeah.
Go.
We hit the deck, they're running in the...
It's a keel. Generally goes up two. Nobody goes down. States. It was contested.
States. I am.
My rondelle was in there. That means it wasn't contested.
It was states. They owned it. States goes states, down
no,
two.
They don't because they're 20. They never went up. Yeah. It was contested. I should have had my rondelle off of there earlier. You done? Place units. He didn't move out of Berlin.
I did. What a fucking doink.
Isn't there else you would have fucking not had guys in Berlin?
Well, we're good. I have everything covered by the areas that's in... Now, France. You attack either side of that, and Berlin will absolutely wipe you out.
That's right.
I see a little gap. The only way there's going to be a gap is if this is successful. Sorry, if Italy going north of Switzerland, for those people that are visually challenged, like... Listeners,
all of you,
I can squeeze up around
the rain, but whatever that territory is, Switzerland. All safe. That's all safe.
North of Switzerland,
all safe. Yes. Germany, done. France,
oh, sir,
go.
Doug, what do you think's going on over here? I don't see any dark discs, but then again.
Since mine and yours were a combination of both.
Yours.
Oh, pardon me. This one?
Yours, I believe.
Whose turn is it, and why am I crushing you guys?
Well, shut up. We already discussed that. We're being crushed.
I don't know. There's a big wave coming out of France. Well, you can France if you want to.
You don't know. This will be the first fucking three-stage game we've ever had.
Meaning like flip-flop?
Yeah, well, no, meaning 6 weeks.
Oh. No, we are getting faster. We are getting better. We're starting to understand how important artillery are, and we found out tonight how important tanks are if you've got a big army.
Never mind. All you tank deriders, they've taken hits and
oh, my God. They've crushed.
The object is to have tanks with large armies and go after little armies.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, because you can't lose.
If you're going on in on three guys and you got three tanks, it doesn't matter if he hits 100%.
Yeah.
You're coming out of the fucking thing smiling.
Yeah. Infantry.
So if you're going in on six guys, three tanks is going to help you out a lot.
That's right. If you get your 50%, you still fucking come up with no
infantry.
Damage.
Yeah. Or you've eliminated a couple of three twos.
You can't have a tank with one infantry and one artillery. You got to have a big stack of both and a tank.
Yeah.
Maybe three infantry, three artillery, and a tank.
Well, in the meantime, I haven't collected, so it must be my turn. Why are we not rolling?
Oh, I see. Because we have...
Oh, I almost did a sidestep there. Is this not... No. Nothing? That's it? We have no more battles. Why is that down there?
None of your waxes of bees.
Oh, yes it is, because I went after a long time ago.
Shut up, you went after nothing. We went...
Neg.
Probably right.
Oh, I didn't collect for Germany.
We're out of light chips.
Turn it to 9.
Can we fix that anywhere? Nope.
I don't think so. I don't think we can.
We got a lot of stacks of 4 chips and 1 guy. Oh, here, you can... Oh, no, I need a chip for that.
Chip. What the fuck do I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll here, take this chip. And I'll just chip. Put another actual artillery down there. Here, if you tell ya.
I've got a friend in Jesus. Going up to the
Down,
don't worry about those guys. Let them walk to fucking Paris. Dang. Bad idea. Never mind what I said. But you can hit them with those guys there.
I know. But what do I leave in? What do I leave in Aurora? What do I leave in Aurora?
Americans.
Just the Americans? Go to Kiel?
Do not go.
Or go to Hanover. We go to Hanover with supported. With supported. Yeah. That's fucking what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 10 threes. Against 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 threes and 5 fours and 2. Sounds pretty tempting. Kiel might be smarter though.
Munich. Once Tunst.
I can go to Munich for nothing. Well, this guy's going to score.
Oh!
Breaking down of the discs.
Mark me up 4. And
I can't even front. See.
I don't know why there's a rondelle on that.
Why don't I have my glasses?
By the
39.
I'm sure I gotta stand on my stool to see what I got.
Hungry Oscar's down?
Stand on my stool. Not. I don't know why that wouldn't really up, support me much, would it?
So to move you up 4?
Yeah.
Let's say frozen.
He had a Hungry Austria on a German.
Hungry Austria.
On German territory, Munich.
Oh, you had a rondelle there? Oh, geez.
Yeah, don't fuck around.
1, 2, 3, 4. You're down 26, you prick. Put $4 back.
Prick.
Take $4 out of Austria-Hungary and give it to Germany.
What?
You fucking rondelled Ruhr. That's German. Not Ruhr, but Alsace. Munich.
1, 2. Okay, you're being a guy.
Who? Who's being the cop?
I guess I am. But
yeah, it's actually right. You
get to blame.
Just take all the ones and put it in whatever box you want, right?
Well.
Should okay. I keep my fighter out of Kiel?
He said.
Should I keep my fighter out of Kiel?
Since you said that.
4 battleships, what the hell?
I've got 5 threes. You said. I've got 5 threes against a 1 and 4 threes. If I throw my fighter in there, I've got a 2, 3 threes, and 5.
Which makes more fours. Sense because Germany wasn't collecting much.
But do what? I throw my fighter up in Kiel where it's vulnerable?
Yes, please vulnerable put all your shit
whatever goes into Kiel is going to die.
You got all this artillery left still. Right?
Love yeah. Vulnerable shit.
Move forward, man.
With my fighter, though?
Innocent feces. Forward,
but do I throw
how
my fighter?
Kill?
5. I've got 2, 8 without 5. The fighter.
8 without the looking fighter.
At 8
wait,
threes.
French fighter? It's already up there.
I'm saying, do I? Oh, it's up you? There, but do I want to keep
do
it?
Do you have any artillery? Because if well, yeah, I got without
I've got,
artillery,
I've got 5. I got 5 artillery.
Oh, fuck, oh, man. Because right. You're gonna move Belgium
that guy's taking
straight
Munich.
Up into Ruhr, right?
This guy, these guys are gonna come one, in after two, this.
Two, oh, okay.
4.
Hold on.
5. You realize you're up against
1, 2, 5 threes
three. And a 1.
1, 2, 3. One.
That 1 will kill you every time. Look, I'll show you. See? There you go.
Side
of that dice
the
come
second
bet.
1, 2. A lot more interesting souls in hell, I imagine.
I would imagine.
Oh, are you joking? Do you know what? If there's a rock and roll heaven,
it's
I bet they
hell.
Got a hell, I bet they got a hell of a band.
Yeah. I don't think there's any rock and rollers in heaven. Oh, yeah,
Bobby might make it. I think Bobby dedicated himself. He might be dodging the bullet, but I think as a Christian, he put out 2 albums. And just in case, Bob Dylan's listening right now. Okay, Bob, I'm gonna tell
fucking
you.
Thank God if
first
Bob Dylan's
of all,
listening right
Bob
now.
Bob Dylan, if you're listening to this war game,
And Bob Dylan.
You've changed, man.
if I repeat Bob Dylan, again, I say Bob Dylan. That might show up on the search, Bob Dylan.
Robert Zimmerman.
Don't fuck it up.
That's his real name.
Anyways, Bobby, if you're listening, buddy, we loved your music all our lives.
And what between the
three
of
us, there's over 100 years of listening. You keep up all the shit. Because we love every second that you put up. Just like a Rolling Stone. Like, and those two Christian albums that you put out, don't even fucking go there. Those were crushers. Footsteps. They probably reached more people than anybody ever.
Down under the ground.
Just keep it up. Remember, 33 and a third.
There's been rumors of war. And wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind.
Are you ready, Cock?
And it's a slow train coming.
One, two, three, four, five. Whew. Five threes.
What?
Into.
Had to do. I got two threes.
Go. Got three or four of you.
Nice. I got one of
you. Mark me up two and Hungry Cocks down.
Well, you can mark me up. Mark me up. I never stop. I'll always crush.
All right, going into this tiny little one up above north of Switzerland.
Ashtray fire. I don't know
what the fuck it's called, but I've got.
Somewhere in Ukraine, Australia.
Ukraine, Australia.
Ukraine, man.
I got two twos.
Maybe too far.
Hit one.
Oh, Dragon's Eve.
I have. Six. Two, four.
Can't even
six,
see three. Anymore. One, two, three.
Ouch.
Four, five, oh, six, I didn't even hit a one. Two threes. Got two. Junk. And six threes. Crushing beyond all recognition. Actually, I only got four.
Fuck. I only got one of them.
Yeah. You.
That's not you at all.
See?
Fuck, heart. That sucked.
It's all okay.
Look at, look at my threes. Look at this. Look at my threes. See that? Yep. Six, four, four,
those
five.
Those aren't threes.
No, they aren't threes.
Those are what we like to call in Nax's and Allies the opposite of threes.
The garbage. The
where was this?
Right here? It's still there.
The poontang of dice, and not a good poontang. One that's dripping.
Oh,
green.
You just came in. Green, all you did is just march in and shoot a bunch of bullets.
Blue taco. Oh.
Blue taco.
Nah, you went too far.
The under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
You correct me.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I've heard so much about it, I have not investigated.
Yeah, do it. You won't do it.
Negative.
Extra cheese.
Not.
Extra cheese on the taco.
Too that's scared. Too scared to look at the blue
extra cheese waffle. On the taco is the other one. That's why I mixed the two together. Blue cheese waffle.
Jesus. Oh, blue cheese is rotten to begin with.
You better not be talking about
a disturbed poon. It's got like fucking.
Don't lick your lips diseases. And talk about that.
I'm like, who fucked it at the seventh disease?
Seriously, tell me there several. Was a four disease guy and then a three disease guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking like third world. Where'd the other two come from?
Not nine, one disease guys. Because damn.
Who would've? Just turn the lights like, off, sweetheart.
Hmm.
Yeah, let me put it in.
It looks like you only got three diseases going on there. I'll take my chances.
Is this the guy in the buffalo?
No.
Oh, well, buffalo. It's starting to sound like the guy in the buffalo.
Almost like Jesus in his own way.
Jesus could not possibly even contract a single disease.
I've got a two.
Because I got a Mary two. Would have done that.
Going
and
to tequila.
That
I got a two.
He provided the barren lady with the raccoon.
A leaner. I missed.
Jesus did not supply any raccoon.
No, the raccoon was a chef.
Three threes. I hit one.
Dumplings for everybody.
Okay.
I don't even think Jesus made it to North America.
Not according to John Smith.
Okay. Not according to John Smith.
Latter Day Saints.
Oh, the Mormons.
The guys with the magic underpants. Yeah.
We had electricity flying one night in a big battle with them. It was a beautiful thing.
Fucker.
I'd like to describe that.
You fought the Mormons? Keels.
Oh, absolutely.
Keel.
There was so much static in the room, it felt like the room
Keel
was
your
off.
Fucking dead.
The great Canada-Utah war.
What are you talking about?
We invaded Utah.
We up here in the north love God. He grows our trees.
Keel.
Keel, fucker. Roll a dice.
Pardon me. I keel you and keel.
He keeled you.
Well, don't do
defend that. Yourself and keel.
One, two, three, four, five.
Is that great? Exactly. I'm feeling there's a lot of desperation here from us. For me.
Where? Here?
Yeah. I'm splitting the hooges. Oh, my God. No, you were done that. We're done that.
Two front
done
war,
that.
You'll never
wait
win.
Wait a second. You didn't even take your cocks off.
Oh, how many did you give me?
Twice. You didn't even take your two
Yes,
cocks.
I did.
No, you didn't. You
I
had
took the two guys off. I had
Which
a...
two guys? Two guys underneath that infantry? I don't think so.
You had... You're attacking here?
I was. I already
yes.
done that.
I took two infantry off. All right. Never mind.
Never mind.
I don't think you did.
I don't even care anymore.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I'll say you took one. I will split the difference.
No, no,
we'll
no.
Split the difference.
No. I might not have. Let's go.
I don't think you did. It looks exactly
I think
the
I
same.
Took two infantry off already, but that's okay. I might not have. Let's just keep fighting. That's cool.
Oh, well, okay, you can't I got 60 in Keel.
Keep doing.
In Keel, you've got four three, or one and four threes.
Beautiful. One.
It is beautiful.
Whoops. Mm-hmm. I already had one.
I see a big one.
Got one of you. How many did you get of me?
All of you.
All of me?
Yeah, I got
one,
six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. Okay,
mark me up 2.
Wow. Hey. Oh, no.
Is it 2?
On the end.
Fuck off, Wayne.
Oh, shit. I must discover that before I fucking crush it.
2. Mark France up 2, Germany down 2.
Again, France can now be collecting 43.
Well, France is on a rampage for a bit.
And who down who?
Germany, probably.
Germany down 2.
Yes. I'll get her back. I had to let you fucking have a little chunk of something.
I forgot to put my rondo on.
Next time you're dead. You're dead and you got nothing to back it up.
Oh, I don't sleep now.
I can go through this 3 times. And that's about it.
Oh, we got surrounded.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why
surrounded.
I did what I did.
And
whose turn?
Contested.
Oh, that's a great
Brit.
Brits, what the fuck?
Brits.
What are you going to do? You got no transports.
Hold on.
I refuse to give you transports.
Yeah, fuck off with that.
Fuck off.
Why do you got to be like that?
Because man? I can't let them off. They don't even have anybody really to move anyways. Well, they do, but they'd need tons of fucking...
They've been sitting in there since round.
Never.
Did we roll a 1 for him moving
in?
Yeah,
we did.
It suck.
I know, I rolled a fucking 5. I rolled the opposite. No.
Almost.
I rolled the opposite of barely missing him.
Are you done? You got way too many French rondels.
This should
there.
Not be there.
Why not?
Because that's supposed to be in... Scorsese or whatever.
What? Alsace. That's where you just took it out of.
No. I didn't take it out of
Scorsese. I see what you're talking about. You got these guys in here. Scorsese. Those guys over there.
Scorsese was a great director, not a fucking
and this is all
landmass in Europe.
Wow.
If it was a landmass in Europe, it'd be in Italy, not in...
What I want to know... Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, hold your arm there for the rest of the night.
Only when I'm standing up.
It is way better.
Your navy looks like our navy when you do that. Oh, look. It's way
the green guy.
You got a huge navy. And it's crushing Germany. Oh, he took his hand away. Fuck.
All right, French cocks. I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
Total eclipse.
Whose turn is it? No beer?
Britain.
I got to count out my French fuckers.
I'll get you a beer there, you penis face fuck.
9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Nobody got 3 left.
26, 32.
We got 3 left and it's 9:30. That's beautiful.
32,
34,
35, 36, 30.
5 beers.
Beep. Plus I got 5 more, but it's American beer, but let me open it for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No problem, I spit in it too.
I should be at 37. I don't know why I'm so high.
I raise a glass to this fucking game and the drunkenness that comes with it.
Holy fuck, it's coming fucking hard and heavy and fast and fucking angry.
Yep.
Cheers.
Hold on. Cut.
Also, hope you die.
Because when you say, Dave, I hope you die.
Yeah.
What you're saying really is, I hope you don't live forever.
Nobody. That's my worst nightmare. I've thought about that.
You know what?
Many, many times.
Because I've just the changes that I've seen in life. I don't want to see any more changes. We haven't even caught up to where we are. We don't even know if where we are is like good said, for us.
This phone here?
It's not good for us.
20 years ago, this phone would have took up this whole garage. Everything that this phone does. You would have had a cram in this garage. You couldn't even get into it.
Oh, ridiculous.
Next year, it'll be...
Who knows?
I don't know what it'll be next year. I don't know where I'll be next year. Hopefully, riding the plains of the fucking South Dakota. On a buffalo.
On a buffalo. Whose turn?
Britain,
please tell me it's Ottomans.
Britain.
Oh, yeah, it's Britain.
Britain, goddammit.
All right, Brett, so you got no non-com. Just do something. You got a big attack coming up down there. Move him in. Roll him out. Ride.
Warm summer's
eve. Move him up. Hit him up. Yes.
I'm not fucking going
into that. Son, I've made my life.
No, you can't skip. You gotta get to the next
fucking... Eating people's faces. You can come in and contest. I mean, you can put the two threes against my two and a three. You got two threes against a two and a three. Oh, no, wait. Wait a minute. I know. You're already there.
Three threes. I got three threes. You got four. Three threes and a
three. Hey, you know the little Corsairs mm-hmm. that I bought on the day?
Yeah.
I took a leather punch. I took clear plastic off of a fucking wrapper.
Yeah.
Gave her a few punches. Put props on my Corsairs. They look great.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to look really cool when they're done. I want props on all my planes now. Fuck, they look so hot. They look fucking full of motion.
Fucking God bless Bob Dylan. If there is a God.
Love, Bob.
And I hope for Bob's sake that there is.
Bob.
I hope for my sake there ain't.
I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what song that is?
It's a ballad of every fucking unrighteous man in the world.
You know what song that is?
No. Sounds like country.
Well,
Johnny Cash.
You know what? That's funny you should say that because it's nowhere near a Johnny Cash tune.
Really?
But it's kind of like a Johnny Cash attitude. And it was Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of them?
I heard of them.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They did a song called And When I Die. And when I die, and when I'm gone.
Total different direction with that one.
Anyways, the idea of the song is when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born to carry on, And that was, and he says that, something about bundle up my coffin because it's cold way down there. Right? Yeah, it's kind of a good tune. He's got a great voice. I've always liked Spinning Wheel. I think it's Thomas.
Spinning wheel.
Got to go round. Yeah, he's got a great voice. Not a real... that band didn't blood, have longevity tears? Except for the diehards.
That Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, yeah. Something Thomas, I think his name was. Fucking great voice, though. He had a great voice.
Ride the painted pony, let the spinning wheel
ride. He had that little...
That song,
and it went right into it, like their brass and sax and all that stuff. Yeah, they had a lot of horns. Kind of in a Chicago. They went, if you like Chicago, you
actually,
might like
I think
these
that's
guys,
actually
right?
A fucking merry-go-round.
And at the very end of all of that shit, which they just put out with, he goes, "That wasn't very good." Was it? And everybody else laughs. If you just crank it up and listen, he says, "That wasn't very good." Other words, you know what? It was awesome, man. You can't duplicate. Because that all that stupid nice. Shit, you might not like it, but their timing and every single thing
man,
was, it was
that
a
mess.
Was awesome. That wasn't very good, was it?
That ties in with the Dr. Hook, the Minister Show.
Dr.
Hook. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That was beautiful. Blamp, 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 blamp. Oh, beautiful. That was junk. Nobody liked that. that's okay. Hilarious.
So I can stay but choose to fight or not?
Yeah, you don't have to fight.
All right, they don't fight you so. If I can kick. Should I fight here? It's 10 against 10.
I don't know if I can really hit.
I think he's got supported.
He can observe one hit.
No, he can't. I'm on the offense.
He's got aerial support.
On the offense, I can't. Hey, on defense, I can't.
He gets 3-4s.
I know, I lost that over here.
If you do that, he cannot reach you with his transports. 1-2, he can only get to Arabia. That gives you, buys you a round.
Mm. To attack him?
Buys you a round, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I can move anything from there, right?
Well, he can come in next round. So he can't go into India because he doesn't have a unit there. Like, he can't walk through.
You know no. I mean? Yeah. Not leave a contested zone. India is so huge.
He can go back. He can't leave a contested zone and go forward into a zone that's uncontested without his own units present.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Listeners, correct me if I'm wrong.
You gotta hit me because your replacement is
probably... Roll some dice. We're losing, man. Might as well roll dice. Roll dice at the end.
I'm gonna fight here, too.
Do it. Fight him.
I've got 3 threes against
where?
You.
Where?
3 threes and a
right
team.
There, you piece of...
And,
Yeah.
Score
I got, three... I got a two...
Alsace.
Alsace.
Martin Alsace.
Martin Alsace, number 29 for the.
He goes down to the
hockey.
Swiss
Fuck.
Alps now again. Hey!
Hockey! Playoffs! Woo!
Alright, Kakadis. I choose not to fight. No, I'm hugging vagina. 10 threes.
Yep. And you know, the beginning of that is not that. The beginning is so different. It's not even that. It's and even Johnny. Where's Johnny? We miss Johnny.
Yeah, I only got this 3 times.
Fuck.
Fuck those guys.
Nice.
It's not nice by any means.
Johnny Canuck.
Johnny.
Johnny Canuck.
Fucking Richard. That's what he is.
The east side of Chicago.
It's a fucking Richard.
I'm sure.
He's such a Chicago. Watch this game grind to a fucking halt as we turn on the fucking good old
time. Oh, buddy, it's the playoffs. Let that beard grow. There's nothing better than Movember than the playoffs because you get to let the beard grow too.
Well,
I started a little Wendell. I started a little Wendell going on here. I'm going to let it grow. I shaved it yesterday. Now I'm letting it grow for the whole playoffs. I'm going to see how long my little Wendell is. Yeah. My Wendell's going to grow into a fume.
If you don't mind, Ray, don't show us your Wendell when it's finished.
Hey, easy. No diss to the Wend. Okay, Cock.
Oh, there's 10:30, the Detroit-Anaheim series. That would be disappointing for Detroit fans.
Got two. Miss.
Oops.
Family Guy.
I didn't even hit you. What'd you get me?
My head feels like it's
you got me 3 times? Really?
It's over here.
Oh, I didn't roll. I thought you were rolling this.
No.
No, I didn't roll that. Dave, do I roll for this?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's just say what that's what I rolled, I guess. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got a 1, 6, 6 threes, and a 2, a 1,
got
a 2.
Eight threes.
I got a 1.
No, you got 8 threes.
I got a 1.
5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 threes and 2 twos. No, 8 threes.
I have
one.
A 1.
You got a 1. And then you have a 2.
Miss. Then I have a 2 for my fighter. Miss.
Did your fighter schedule anything on defense?
8.
Hang on.
Yeah, they boost your artillery.
On defense? No, only on the attack.
No, with air support on defense, you get...
Alright, well, I haven't hit you yet. I rolled my 1 and my 2.
Okay, so you got 3, 4, 5 twos and 3... Or 5 threes and 3 fours.
Let's start all over. Isaac, if you want
to... No, you rolled your 1, you missed.
Isaac, if you want to continue your attack, you can redo it because I'm going to redo it. I've rolled 3 times at the same object. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
What? You want to restart the whole fight?
Do we know what we're fighting against? Because I...
Yeah. This is your threes.
I've got the infantry in there from the Germany.
That's
from
your
Germany.
One. That's your two.
That's my one and my two, and I've rolled.
This is your threes, five threes.
Okay, I haven't rolled five threes.
Three fours.
You rolled some twos.
I rolled three threes, I think.
You shouldn't have any twos. You're on defense.
No, I rolled a two. I've got a two right there.
So go ahead, five threes.
I got two more threes. Okay, I hit you once so far.
Two more threes.
Yeah, because I rolled, I had five. I rolled three.
He didn't notice yet.
So I got two more threes and two fours.
Yeah, but they're not all threes.
Three fours.
Holy fuck,
they're not all threes.
Three fours. I told him.
Junk.
You got a one for his tank.
Rolled it.
Two for his fighter.
Rolled it.
Five threes for
his I rolled three of them.
No, not five.
Three fours. Yeah, there's three there, one there, and one there.
Only three match with the fucking...
Doesn't matter, they don't match. The artilleries go up to fours because of air supremacy.
Yeah, but you still have to match the infantry to the artillery.
No, no.
Not on only on the attack.
Oh,
on
infantry defense. And artillery
oh, yeah,
is three.
Yeah, sorry, on defense.
But his artillery moved up to fours.
All right, you hit me twice, I hit you three times.
You got
times.
One more four, Ray.
From what?
You only rolled two fours. You got three fours.
Oh. All right.
All
right, hit
three. Three
each. Hey, can I take the Germans as a...
oh, thank God we don't get
Dave, can I take the Germans as a hoot?
Yes. You're on defense. You can take whatever you want out of it.
All right, that's a
multinational defense.
You have to leave a German infantry if you're going to leave a German artillery.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got to take three off. One.
It's the
let's just make it
nice.
Two.
It's the best game.
Three. There we go. That's the easiest one.
All right. And I've got this fight up here. Mm-hmm. And I'll say,
is the good old ANA.
I got three threes.
And
I hit you once.
The good old ANA is the best, is the lowest. You can roll. Never mind that shit. What?
Yeah, risk
I'll say,
is
I hit you once.
That doesn't work.
You got a two.
This belt's killing me.
Where are we, Doug?
I'll say.
Right here?
Yeah.
I have.
Right now,
a two.
A two.
Oh,
and
entertain.
Three threes. A two.
Patrick Kane could have been a flyer.
Three threes.
Nice.
Patrick Kane could have been drafted by the Philadelphia
Better than
Flyers.
A, how many did you get of me?
Chicago won the lottery that year.
Parkinsies.
You know that?
What?
Kane could have been a flyer. The fucking Blackhawks won the lottery that year, got Kane.
If there was only one lottery.
That year.
There's only one lottery.
Well, the big lottery where Sid the Kid went.
That was Sid. That was the Sid thing.
And who went the next year? Malkin?
I hate taking a plane, but I'm taking
a
plane
was
because...
Year before he was.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. And Ovechkin was the year after?
Plane.
Or was he the number two pick in the Crosby draft?
I think Ovechkin was
well,
a year
was
before
year,
Ovechkin.
Yeah, I think you were
I mean,
right.
Yeah, Ovechkin was
Ovechkin,
a year
Crosby,
before Crosby. Because everybody was tripping on Ovechkin for a while, and then Crosby jumped in, and it was like...
Ovechkin won
Where
the
fuck
this year,
did this kid come from?
Nice glove save.
He shows
Watch
no
this.
Fear.
Watch
what do we got here? Oh, turn it up.
Oh, no.
That was off now.
Oh,
yeah,
who have we got? Minnesota and
Chicago.
Hockey Night in Canada. Oh, Chicago and Minnesota? Oh,
Chicago
I'm going for Minnesota for sure.
Oh, they're closer to Canada.
No. I'm a Chicago fan. I love Larmer.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago fan, so I'm going for Minnesota.
No. I love Chicago, man. I love Larmer and Roenick and Ludzik and Espo and even Orr played for Chicago.
Caffey.
And,
Caffey.
You know, all those guys.
He was an Oiler.
Who?
Caffey was an Oiler in the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I'm talking
Penguins.
All a big mix-up.
Penguin.
Love Chicago, but I'm going to go for the underdog.
Who was there when...
Take the round out, you piece of... Ray.
Piece of Ray.
I'm going for the underdog, definitely there, even though I love Chicago.
I love Minnesota's jersey. They're amazing.
I love Chicago's jersey. Those are the two nicest jerseys right there. In the, look at that. It doesn't get much nicer than that,
Black
other
guys.
Than that. You know what I mean? Like those colors and balance and simplicity,
yeah,
I love. I wish they'd get rid of those stripes down the shoulder.
I hate to say it, but I think the Leafs fucking jersey, the Leafs blue jersey is the best.
It's beautiful.
I hate the Leafs.
It is absolutely beautiful. And I love Detroit's home jersey, the white one,
well,
with the blue, with
the
red sleeves.
I like both.
You like the home jersey, and he likes the home jersey, but he likes the home jersey.
I like the white.
Ago.
When I say home, I mean...
Me too.
Well, even Isaac knows, I think, even. They didn't change that until just quite recently.
Yeah.
Where the home, you know, when Gilmore and Clark and the boys, it was all white at home. It was after, like, Sundin era. where they switched it up, which I found out, which I found out was actually the original.
Oh, that was Britain. Ottomans. No. Mm.
Good.
Yeah, it is good.
I guess it's good.
I think at the end of this, we should throw the towel in, monks.
We've only got 23 bucks. What am I going to do? Things are going to change after this.
Okay. I don't know. Think about it. You're a better thinker about it than I am. You're not stubborn like me and your old man. You can look at it objectively and see.
Yeah. You know. I might be being a little selfish when I say I'm on the doorstep.
Well, that's because all your guys are there, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm getting my capital's in fucking doom territory now.
Yeah.
Although he can't get through, I can hold on, but I'm only getting fucking 10 bucks now. You know.
Yeah, it's junk. It's three guys.
Yeah.
Two and an art.
Where are these guys?
They're all in Alsace.
Right here?
No, sure, yeah. Yeah, because the other guys are in Belgium. The other artillery. We only got one stack. That helps. When you start throwing down single infantry like you got in Berlin, it makes it difficult to decide who's where. You know what I mean? When we got a stack on chips, and we don't keep two stacks on chips in one fucking zone, then we know if something gets bumped.
Well, in the battle zone, I prefer to keep stacks. In the outside, in the non-combat zone, I want to move in different directions, so I kind of keep guys loose and separate.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like in here, this cluster is going to go here into here. But that's not my turn yet. I have to worry about the greens. And you know what? Greens are doing pretty good. I just need a little... I just wish I didn't have to fucking buy those again.
What?
Wonder if I... Nothing. Wonder if I could just...
Leave town?
No.
Start life new? Take from the very beginning?
Yes, I would like to.
Back in the old days? When you could do that? Go work on a farm? Live in a shack? Just feed me and give me Wi-Fi? Food and Wi-Fi, that's all I want. I work my ass off 10 hours a day. In your farm.
Jerk off for the rest.
Yeah. Send the farmer's daughter out in the dark when she's pretty.
Yeah. Make sure the dishes are done first.
That's right. So if she's got those dishpan hands, I feel so much better on the fucking old ball sack.
So
what's your name? Palm? Palm Olive?
Pamela Henderson.
Palm Olive. Palm?
Pamela Henderson.
Palm?
Palm? Palm Olive?
Pam.
Palm. Palm and...
I use Pam. Then it's got a nice Palm buttery Henderson. Smell afterwards.
Palm Henderson.
Pamela Henderson.
It fucking stays nice and young looking.
Pamela Henderson.
Just keep pulling it back.
Back in the old days, you know how there's so many fucking old wrinkly guys? You know they're all using fucking hand cream to jerk off. They dicks probably look like 21-year-old dicks. From all the moisturizer.
Oh, this is fucking great weather. Not nice for just like jacking fucking, off, but it's really good weather.
Great jacking off weather, is that what you're saying?
Fucking awesome.
You're not fucking sitting in a pool in your own sweater afterwards. This kind of weather.
It's the best.
Get it?
And shut up, I have to fucking purchase, and this is a very important purchase, and I don't have a lot of money this round because...
What are you talking about? You got 36 bucks. Got three battleships.
I don't have 36 bucks.
What do you got?
23.
For the Turks? Who's got the money Turks. In your hand?
Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
That makes
it all over.
Yeah, I got lots of money. I even saved a couple of bucks.
There you go. 36. Three battleships.
This will be easier to spend.
Oh, I think I might just pass out in the grass in the backyard.
Oh, it's a beautiful
covered thing. In ticks and fucking centipedes.
Ouch.
We'll fight over each other instead of my blood.
Yes. Therefore, you would not be the host of the night.
It's like being covered in cobras and mongooses.
Yeah, beaut.
Mongoose. Mongeese.
Mongeese.
Mongai.
Mongai. Neg. Hey, Irwin.
I think times have changed, and now the poor gets fat.
Oxen. The farmer uses his oxen. Very good.
Bags, Brian.
What?
What's the plural of box?
Boxing.
I bought 2 boxing of donuts.
I'm sure. Who doesn't?
Ryan Reagan. Regan? I'm not sure.
I haven't heard him in a while.
Fucking hilarious.
Reagan.
I like Bill Hicks. I like the fucking...
The spelling bee. Yeah, there's a good idea. Everybody line up on the wall. Spell a word, get it wrong. Get humiliated in front of your friends.
I almost won a spelling
bee. That's good for little egos.
I almost won a spelling bee once. I misspelled cabbage. I only put 1 B in it. It was humiliating. I was all excited. I spelled it, and the teacher went, "You have a chance to win." And I'm like, "Yeah!" And then I'm like, "Oh, wait, she has a chance to win." The bitch on the other side. It was boys versus girls. And I got stinky Kim Shelley, and she beat me. She spelled cabbage right. Grade 5.
Spell cat, K-A-T. I'm out of here. I know.
K-A-T. See, I, you know. Jerk later, I'll be in the cafeteria.
I know.
K-A-T-eria.
I know. Cat has 2 T's.
C-A-T to the power of 8. And we have St. Louis Blues versus
what are we going back and forth?
Los Angeles Kings.
That's perfect.
Los 1-0. I go for St. Louis on this one.
No, the Kings are defending
World Cups. I know, so go against them, man. Yeah. Fuck them. They had their chance.
They couldn't win the Stanley Cup with Wayne Gretzky. Go.
What?
They couldn't win the Stanley Cup with Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne fucking Gretzky.
And they won it without him.
That's because Montreal had to win it.
What? Kings.
The last time. That they really went up against the big old. They won it last. They're the defenders.
They beat the Devils last year.
But I meant it's been a long stretch, so they can't win it again.
Why not? I want dynasties, man. Fuck, you know how much I miss dynasties.
I don't miss dynasties.
So boring. A different fucking team every year. And it's
sorry,
never
all you people from LA, listen. We love you guys.
Be all right if Buffalo.
You're solid, but
a
there's no ice out there, dog.
Be all right if Detroit made it 22 years in a row to the playoffs.
They haven't lost. They're out. They're still in this year. So
fuck. Every year the Sabres have to make a heroic run for 8th place.
How do you think I feel with travel this year? It's such a relief.
They're in, thank God.
I know, it's such a relief. God.
Thank the devil or fucking...
No. Thank the fucking...
Carlisle. Randy Carlisle took the same team and changed
around. Teacher Association.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh. Randy, we love you, buddy. You take the Leafs right...
Oh, it's everywhere. It's just everywhere.
You got them where they need to be. That's all they had to do is make the playoffs.
Go Phoenix.
Next year, we're going to be freaks. Add a couple more. I have a feeling, you know what's going to happen? I think Crosby's going to go to a new pick. I think in 5 years from now, Crosby's going to be playing for Quebec.
I think in 5 years from now, if you don't have
Quebec
or Montreal.
Yep. That's the ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Hey, in 5 years from now, it's 19.
Quebec's not even a city.
It's 19. It's 2013 right now. In 5 years from now, and you were taping, I think... Crosby's going to play for either Montreal or Quebec.
Montreal will beat Boston. Not yet. 6th inning. Ray, do the Ottomans turn, please, so we can finally wrap this bitch up. 3,000 U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan. If you know one
or
proud of them, like off the Twitter sphere. Do you know anybody in Afghanistan, Muggsy?
I know a guy that's done tours. One tour, specifically. I don't know if he's done another one.
If I was your age right now, and all this shit was happening to me right now, Muggsy,
3-2.
I'd be signing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
3-2.
Put a fucking gun in my hand and let me go kill some Arabs.
I think the whole war over there is goofy. I wouldn't
it's
even
a stupid
fucking,
ass war, but it'd be a good way to die.
I wouldn't do fucking
on the battlefield. I'd bring Axis and Allies over there. We'd be playing in the fucking 120 degree weather.
Under a camouflage tent. You guys would be freaking out. They'd love you over there, Dave. Oh my God.
I'd love them.
You would. They would. You would be like a perfect military guy. All loud, fucking full of gusto, ready to go at any moment.
That's one of the biggest regrets of my life is that I didn't join the fucking military.
Oh my God. Canadians should have taken you in immediately.
Well, when I was younger, they would have.
Oh.
Now I'm a useless, used up husk. With a hernia and a drinking problem.
Thing is in the military, if you've got anything going on, and you got some ideas, there's so many avenues to go in. It's like, I can't even describe the avenues.
I would have been a helicopter pilot.
It's just like so many.
I would have loved to fucking been a helicopter pilot.
The guys in Trenton used to go straight up, watch the sunrise, come down, watch the sunrise. That's what their practice was in the morning.
Wow.
Fire up the engine, just get it ready, make sure everything's ready for search and rescue.
Security patrol with no
bullets. That's a Bay of Fundy. Or Bay of Fundy. What the fuck? That's the Quinte Bay and all that area around there, eh?
Bay of Fundy.
Like the guy from Jaws, Quint?
Bay of Quinte. Yes.
I'll give you the shark, the teeth, the whole damn thing.
I don't know what to do with this 10 bucks.
Give it to me. I could put it to good use in Italy.
Well, I'm going to buy six. Tank.
I need to do that too, I guess.
And
not my personal choice, but
I like the tank. It's been helpful.
I'm willing to bend the rules right now, Ray. If you want to give me that 20 bucks, I'll accept it.
Wrong guess.
But only if you give it to Italy.
Problem is, I don't have any tanks. If I get double tanks,
I do. Two tanks. You got three. You got one in Egypt. You got one in Persia. You got two in Constantinople.
Two tanks. What about a tank?
That's the one from fucking
played that on, Raising Hope, when the Brad was doing the Tetris in the fucking garage and
the Jenga
stuff up. Jenga, yeah.
And she's like, in her underwear, she's like, Bert's fucking hilarious, man. Bert's fucking hilarious.
When I was watching that, I'm like, I fucking know who this guy is. I know who this guy is.
He's hilarious.
He was in,
here we go,
the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Pro Marty, one of the fucking Terminators, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Excuse.
It was only on for 2 years, I think. That's a good show.
That's a funny show, man.
I love that show. Ray Garcia is great. They need to bring back My Name is Earl. There was a movie poster. They were going to see a movie about the idiots in fucking Natesville. I think it's in season 2. You might not have seen it yet, but there's a movie
poster. Last episode of the scene was
My Name is Earl, the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the fucking poster. You didn't watch My Name is Earl much, did you?
No.
What a great show. I fucking love that show. What a great premise for a show. Guy fucking wins a $100,000 lottery ticket, runs into the street, waving his hands over there, gets hit by a car, and loses the lottery ticket. And he goes home, fucking feeling sorry for himself. And he's watching fucking some stupid late-night talk show. And guy on there starts talking about karma. He says, well, you do good things and good things happen to you. You do bad things and bad things happen to you. And he's like, all the bad things I did in my life, it's karma's way of paying me back. And he writes a list of every bad thing he ever did in his life, puts it in his pocket, and goes and starts fucking making right on it, right? And then, all of a sudden, this $100,000 fucking lottery ticket blows back to him in the fucking wind. So, the whole premise of the show is him going out and undoing all the bad that he did in his life with this stupid list in his pocket, right?
Didn't they have that show set up for it to have a certain beginning, a certain ending, and that was it?
I think so, but after 4 seasons, it just fucking, it stopped. I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened. It just fucking stopped. And then Greg Garcia.
I think it was out to not stretch its, you know how Seinfeld, they're like, the top of the game, like, oh, you keep pushing for another couple
of shows like that.
Where they were just like, this is what we're going to do, this is where it's going to end, and boom, that's their plot, and that's it.
That's the way Madman's being written. Matt Weiner, the guy that created Madman, is like, 7 years, and I'm out. Same with Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a 7-year arc, I'm going to wrap up the whole fucking thing in 7 years, and you'll see what happens. And, you know, we're not going any further than that. Hopefully we get 7 years. Now they're 5 years. Now they're starting season 6 in September. So, you know, they'll get their 7 years. You know, everybody starts out with a concept like that, but until you fucking make it into season 3, you don't know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, but I think What About Earl was one of those shows where it was
doing good. Yeah, yeah.
And it fucking, it just end.
Made it to 4 years, and there was a fucking cliffhanger ending where there was a DNA test. And they found out that Joy's kid, the black one that they always thought was Darnell's, the Crabman's, wasn't his. And that was the last episode. Then they never fucking went further.
Either way, I got a
two.
And whether three or not threes. My name is Earl finishes.
Oh, no, wait. I got four threes right there, right?
Yep.
Yep. Four threes. Good. Got you there.
Well, you might as well not even roll. Muggsy's got a tank that will absorb the hit if you do hit him. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. Dead.
East and bubble.
Prick.
I love the fucking look on that baby's face in that show, though, all the time. She always got that fucking eyebrows turned down like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Hey, Muggsy, now the real battle. We might have to count this up. This one's a little bigger. What do we got, Dave? We got
four
infantry. One, two,
you
three,
four. You got four artillery down. You got six infantry.
Six infantry.
Five artillery.
Hang on. I'm working on the infantry six. Yeah, how many artillery?
Five.
Five artillery.
One tank.
One tank.
One fighter. Move your artillery to air one supremacy fighter. Zone. Move all of your artillery to air supremacy zone.
Yep.
Move five infantry into artillery support. Oof. There you go. Tank stays where it is.
Or a tank. Yeah. The tank could come
tank stays
forward.
Where it is.
You so it could go like this, right?
Whatever you want to do.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Either way. Just so you know.
So,
so you got two twos.
Three twos.
Right, very good, folks. Yep. You need six hits, seven hits. We're going to have some light chips soon.
The five threes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And one, two.
Five fours.
Five fours.
This is Brutes. Brutes Magoos.
Brutes Magoos.
Balls.
Yep.
We're dead.
Yep.
One, two, three, four hits.
Oof.
Suck it, Trebek.
Three, four. There you go.
That's three.
One, two.
He's taking another one.
Oh, yep. Three, four.
Everybody two, four, dead. Six, eight. Everybody fucking dies.
Everybody must get killed.
Either.
Just moved turkey up to it was contested prior. Just moved turkey up to.
I did. I didn't move that one. Ottoman, let it be known, people, that the Ottomans are the
37 bucks.
37 and at the top of the food chain right now in the income department.
Very good.
These Ottomans are not really affecting the main area, which is Central Europe.
Didn't
but
you?
But man, oh man, are they gobbling up.
The chewiness.
All the rest of the world.
Chewy!
They're gobbling the chewiness of.
If they get in a position to hit anywhere in Europe where it would help, like maybe Rome, but I don't
know.
Holy
fuck, it's 10 o'clock.
The Turks are about to eat Gandhi's babies.
Oh my god. Now, is it my turn again? Is it.
Not in a good way.
Not even good. Italy.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta collect.
Right.
And 37. And.
12 bucks. Sounds like four in. Or should I say, smells like. Don't say that, Dave.
Teen spirit.
No one else tastes like sausage. Defeat.
Not my V.
Oh.
Hey, give me one of those smokes over there, pitching.
Give
guy.
Me one.
Give me back.
Got it. Ha! Beat
me
you.
Back my bullets.
Oh, I've got a headache.
I'm coming in to fuck you in the ass.
Please don't fuck me in the ass.
Not you, Wugs.
Oh. I'm so concerned.
Two, four, six. Ten inf, three arcs.
He finished killing me over there.
And one we laugh.
Not even.
Look at you go with
hey,
the Russian
look at you
dice.
Bleeding all over the place.
I got five hits on you, you prick.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, oh God, hit. There's a lobster
one,
loose.
I only got four guys.
Quick,
two
cover
ones.
Yourself.
I got two ones
butter.
And two threes.
And carry a lemon just in
oh,
case.
Geez, what
oh, there's
your...
a lobster loose.
Got one of you, Dave.
Have you
Hey, is it
heaviest the front door?
What? Whew. Did you get me at all?
Two. Monza loves garbage. Monza loves Max.
You're done. I'm done. Italy's done. Collecting 12 again. American.
And go.
Good. $21. What am I doing?
Yeah, look at here.
Two home. Hey,
you can go into nine. You can go into nine.
You can go into a nine.
You can go from eight. You can go from, yeah.
Oh, look. Look at how many tanks you got.
No.
Without a fighting.
Egg.
Fighting.
I don't know what's going on.
Fuck around now.
You're going to go there. No, take that tank off of there and put the infantry on top of it.
Yeah, stop fucking around.
Don't be a jerk, Ray.
Jerk.
Oh!
Can you put them back? I gotta count.
They're not in New Zealand.
That is that what you wanted?
Or New South Wales. Yeah, these guys went from United States of America. They went from Washington to New South Wales. No big deal.
Yeah, right from Savannah up to fucking Maine.
Washington to Sydney.
In a flash.
11 or 10 bucks. That's 11. No, that'll leave me 11.
2 feet, you know.
That'll leave me 5.
Oh, yeah, 2 thieves.
2 thieves.
No, I thought it said 2 feet.
2 thieves, they come creeping. Because later on, he talks about...
Oh, 2 feet.
12. So.
2 feet, they come creeping. Like a black cat, dude.
They have 4 feet.
Oh, all right. Ah, that's a good point, Jack.
2 thieves.
What's this?
They come a creeping.
Bam, like a black cat, dude.
Mr. Saturday.
Two bodies laying naked.
These are out to sea.
They both think they got nothing to lose.
I could kill that battleship if these guys die.
Hey, you can't put this out there.
They're on the transport.
Saturday night.
Oh. Creeper creeps into the house and unlocks the door. As a man's reaching for his trousers.
Special.
See, they should change the words. Because it says he takes a bullet a 38 hole.
Bore.
No, it says hole.
It doesn't make sense.
Google it. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. It's 38 bore. It's a 38. It's a mystery. A Saturday night special was a 38. So it was a 38 bore.
Oh, yeah, it is 2 feet. 2 feet, they come
creeping. I got a 4 on your 4.
And two bodies are laying.
Hit.
Upon my what?
It's who misses the battleship, fight first.
Oof. Dog.
Yeah, Finnegan. I know.
Oof.
Finnegan, Finnegan.
Hit.
Okay.
2 feet, they come a creeping like a blackhead.
Yes.
And two bodies are laying naked.
Okay, well, I still live. My transports live. Look, both of our battleships are dead.
Look what I have eliminated.
Yep. Nothing. Now these guys.
Nothing? Dave, you had 13 transports here. You had a whole whack of shit.
Yes, your Navy did its job.
Oh, my God. My Navy did my job. Now my guys are aground. Yeah, that's all right.
And now the Brits can not worry about the German Navy. But I don't know if that's going to help or what.
Not the Brits. The German Navy will be back. Whose turn? Whose turn?
Ray ain't coming home.
But your wife
is... It'll be the beginning of round 11.
Hungary.
Bugsy?
What?
Tell me what you think.
Where the fuck are all the hungry Austrian men?
Oh, they're there.
We kicked them out of Tuscany.
You guys had a big victory down there. I'm moving in, though. Moving into the whole wagon, guys.
It's after 10 rounds.
But you guys get off easy this round because you might be able to attack me.
This is like
because these guys are coming here. These guys are coming here. They're not going to support this. So therefore, these cannot attack unless they just give up the 2 points and... Two for three. I've given up fucking six for nothing.
Do we need to stretch this out 2 more weeks? I'm looking at it going, you know, maybe we can turn this around.
Well, you can, but it's very delicate. It's a very delicate situation. There's no river.
And now we've stalled out. Yeah, but
neither is Hungary. Neither is the Autocox.
These guys are going to take India.
Yeah, but that's not a capital.
No, I know, but it's...
Then it just means I focus everything on fucking... I lose $4 and fucking focus... But I'm going to lose all this soon.
You know what? That's so
good. Yeah, he's going to eat that up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
now
8,
the Turks
9,
can
10,
turn around
12,
and say, you know what? All we
12,
need to do is
13.
Kill Rome now.
I got to go north. I just told you. These guys have to go north or I'm toast.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see this game as being lost or won.
It's nothing. It's
right back where we started at the beginning of the day.
He's got to go
delicate.
Here and here.
It's very delicate.
Start going at both sides.
I could. I've got the extra transport. I could come in here and hit. That might turn something around, which might allow more to come this way.
Yeah, but you could hit Tuscany twice.
Yeah, but not with much second round. I mean, the first punch would be...
Tuscany,
I mean, the first...
Everything from Venice is going to Tuscany, and then everything from three transport loads plus an offshore barrage.
One punch would be great, and the other punch would be weak. So.
Whack whacks, but we haven't been doing very good on the whackers.
We're due. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's tough to
look at all the fucking Germans concentrated in two territories. Once they fucking go, what do they have left? How much money do you have in hand? You can't have
much. I don't have... Well, I got all of that.
Yeah, but look at you're losing 10 points just looking.
Well, I'll tell you what I got. I got not much.
You're missing
got,
$12 yeah, just 13, by what I'm looking at.
14, 15.
I got 37 for Germany. No. That's not Germany.
25.
That's not Germany.
10, 13, 14.
That's not Germany, 15. People, just for the record. Germany has...
25 maybe saved a couple bucks.
Should have $23, bro. Whose is this? It's all us.
No.
Oh, no, that's Austria. You should be at 23 as Germany. You're way high. I can't fucking
you
go
probably
around
collected
is what
too
I'm saying.
Much, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's fucking tough to say. How many guys do we have in Kiel? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No,
seven,
all of this
eight,
should be
nine,
gone.
10, 11, 12, 13, plus 2 planes.
Oh, that's gone.
He's got...
I saved
just
$2 last
say
time.
Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 24 guys.
We don't have enough to kill him, but...
But
we,
what's he going to be
left with? We can test Berlin, and he's fucked. Right?
France is still pumping out fucking units.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I know.
Bags like
and
crazy.
We still
and
got...
Britain's
look at what's
start
going on over
putting
here.
Down units mm-hmm. now, finally.
If there's
again.
No
can't
Navy.
Believe France held off their own before without the Britain being there.
Us taking that Navy out gives us more time. Yeah, it took way too fucking long.
We should have killed
Well, I was up against a big navy of you guys. Together, you guys had 4 battleships. I only had 3, but I had all 3 in one spot.
We lost 14
which means you guys had to come
transports.
In, right? Because you had 2 of these and 2 of these.
So what do you say? We wrap it up and
I don't know, man.
Again next time?
I don't. Yeah. Keep playing this, you mean?
Yeah, because I don't see anybody winning.
Would you guys like to come back and have a nice victory? Of course. Would I like to fucking progress and build and crush? Yes.
I thought Italy was done at the start of the day.
They're not. We fucked up with that big dark disc.
Ship,
I'm
yeah.
telling you.
Ottomans are going to have money like fucking crazy soon.
The Ottomans do have money like crazy. Already. They're collecting.
No,
the highest. They got 37 and they
no,
saved
Austria
the buck.
Hungary can concentrate on... On
Italy.
They don't even have to worry
yeah, but
about
I can't.
Artillery.
Oh, yes,
right
I do. I have
vehicles.
To come into here, Dave. You don't understand. I
well,
have to come
yeah,
into here
but,
with all of this.
Yeah.
Which means this can't fight because that can't move up, too.
Okay, so we had a consensus that the game is not over?
Well, I don't want to give up. You know me. I don't like to give up. I like to see if I can whittle my way out of a corner.
All right, let's talk
if
to
I've
the
got
listeners.
A,
listeners.
We love you.
After 10 rounds, we're not done.
Everybody.
2 more weeks. Well, for you, 1 more week. We're going to come back with round 11.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Brady's going to hand out
beers.
Beer
left.
Well, I got beer. You got 3 left. Okay. That sounds like 6 beers.
My head hurts, people.
Yeah, mine too.
I've been pounding crappy beers.
I
want to
continue
long.
This.
If it was Canadians, my head wouldn't hurt.
So join
but
us
we
next
love
week.
You, people.
hopefully Dave will have a home. And what? I don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks. I might be in jail.
Well, not if you're in my place. Don't go before to jail. Don't fucking be.
Come to my place before
jail. I don't want to go to jail. I'm too pretty.
Oh, yeah, they just love your ass.
Until next week for round 11, folks. Join us on the blog, destruction.blogspot.ca. Follow us on Twitter at destruction. We've had quite a bit of interaction today with a couple of tweeters.
Tweeters.
And email any comments you got. Maybe tell Ray to give up so we can all go home.
Tell me sucks.
Destruction@gmail.com.
I'll listen to it.
And until next week.
Chug a lug a poke toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck fight. Hold the light, carry out the dead. Fuck people, do something.
Good day, eh?